Shalom to all the listeners. I hope this message finds you and your family well. As we count up towards the holy day of Matan Torah, we are simultaneously counting the different prerequisites that are shayach to all of us. If you want to be Kone Torah, making it a part of your identity and bloodstream, you need to be Kone, these Kinyanim. So Kinyan Chavav, the 26th aspect, reads, Ha'oseh Siyag Lidvarav. It translates into one who safeguards his words. On a simple level, this means double-checking and proofreading the words that come out of your mouth to make sure that you don't misinform the listener. This doesn't only apply to rabbis and teachers, it applies to any and every individual. Unfortunately, today, people use the First Amendment and swear by it. However, freedom of speech does not necessarily go in line with our holy Torah and its values. How careful we must be every single time a word leaves our mouth. As the Chafetz Chaim says, the Torah spends double the amount of psukim in order to discuss tzara'at, which is a skin disease directly caused by lashon hara, than it spends discussing machalot asurot, the items that were forbidden to eat. Meaning to say, we need to care more about what leaves our mouth than what enters our mouth. I would like to share with you a beautiful story of positive thinking and positive speech that I read a couple of days ago. One day, a professor entered his classroom and announced a surprise test. Hearing all this, all the students got anxious and started thinking about what would come up on the test. They didn't prepare for it. The professor gave out the question paper with the front side facing down, and no one was able to see the questions. After handing out the papers to all the students, he asked them to turn the page and to start the test. Once they turned the page, everyone was very, very surprised to see that no questions were on the paper. There was just a black dot in the middle of the page. Everyone was startled. They didn't know what to say. They didn't know what to think, and just looked at the professor in wonder. The professor just told the students, I want you to write a few lines about what you see on the paper. After a couple of minutes, the students just wrote some things and gave it in to the professor. Once everyone was through with the test, the professor collected all the answer sheets and started reading out loud the answers of the entire class. Without any exception, all the students wrote about was about the black dot, mentioning its position, its size, so on and so forth. The professor then went on to address the students, and he said, quote, none of you will be great on this test. I just wanted you to ponder over something. All of you wrote about a black dot. No one wrote about the white part of the paper. The same thing happens in our lives, too. We all have a white paper to observe and to learn from, yet we always focus on the dark spots. We have so many reasons to celebrate: our parents, coworkers, friends, peers, good health, a satisfactory job, a child's smile, the miracles that we witness every single day, and so on. However, we simply limit our horizons by focusing on just the dark spots, our disappointments, our frustrations, our fears, our anxieties, things that bother us, people that wronged us, so on and so forth. In our day-to-day lives, we tend to take so many good things for granted and focus our energy on insignificant black dot-like failures and disappointment. We have to understand, Rabotai, that these are one of the siyagim to the Torah, to be positive, to act positive, and to be careful about the words that leave our mouth, that chas v'shalom, they should not hurt anyone, chas v'shalom, they should not hurt anyone's feelings, and try to make them as positive as possible. Thank you so much, and I wish all of you a chag sameach.